Utah's Roman Catholic bishop and non-Catholic religious leaders were stunned by the announcement that Pope Benedict XVI will resign at the end of February. Bishop John Wester met Benedict XVI on a couple of occasions during his 8-year papacy and said he was always impressed by Benedict's kindness. Wester says he was also impressed by the Pope's commitment to speaking the truth and by the way he confronted the most difficult issues facing the Church.
I believe in terms of the tragic sexual abuse of minors that the Pope did a lot to help the Church to face these issues squarely, to deal with them in a forthright way, to make sure that there was a safe environment for children and young people.
Steve Clems, the pastor of Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, says the Pope's resignation surprised everybody, since the last time it happened was hundreds of years ago. But he says it's a time now for all Christians to remember a sense of mission.
On Sunday, this congregation will be praying for our sisters and brothers in the Roman Catholic Church and for this amazing time of discernment.
Wester, Clems, and other religious leaders agree Benedict's successor could, for the first time, be someone from Latin America or Africa, where the Catholic Church has seen its most significant growth in recent years. Dan Bomas, KUER News.